The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the author of the novel All Quiet on the Western Front, Erich Maria Remarque, born in Osnabrück, Germany, 1898. He was drafted into the German military during the war, but he got to visit his mother because she was sick, so he didn't see very much fighting. And in one of the only battles he did take part in, he suffered shrapnel wounds, spent the rest of the war in the hospital. He wrote All Quiet on the Western Front in his spare time. He was working as a gravestone salesman, an organist in an insane asylum, and then wrote for a sports magazine. The book was a huge success when it came out in 1929. It described trench warfare during World War I, told by a young man in the German army, portrayed World War I as misguided and pointless, which made the Nazis despise the book, and when they took power, it was one of the first books they publicly burned. Erich Maria Remarque lost his German citizenship in 1938. Eventually, he moved to the United States. It's the birthday of Anne Morrow Lindbergh, born in Englewood, New Jersey, 1906. She was in Mexico City, where her father was the American ambassador, when she met Charles Lindbergh at a reception after he just completed his solo flight from New York to Paris. Lindbergh took her up in a plane, and afterwards she wrote, "Clouds and stars and birds. I must have been walking with my head down looking at puddles for 20 years." They were married, 1929, and in the 1930s, she began to write about their adventures flying around the world. Her book, North to the Orient, described their flight from the Arctic to Asia. And her best-selling collection of essays, Gift from the Sea, came out in 1955. And it's the birthday of the screenwriter Billy Wilder, born in Poland in 1906. Moved to the United States after the Nazis took power in Germany in the 1930s, and started writing for the movies, though he had barely learned English. Eventually produced and directed dozens of films, including The Apartment, The 7-Year Itch, Some Like It Hot, and Double Indemnity. Billy Wilder, who said the only pictures worth making are the ones that are playing with fire. Here's a poem for today by Walt Whitman, of the terrible doubt of appearances. Of the terrible doubt of appearances, of the uncertainty, after all, that we may be deluded, that maybe reliance and hope are but speculations after all, that maybe identity beyond the grave is a beautiful fable only. Maybe the things I perceive, the animals, plants, men, hills, shining and flowing waters, the skies of day and night, colors, densities, forms. Maybe these are only apparitions, and the real something has yet to be known. To me, these and the like of these are curiously answered by my lovers, my dear friends, when he whom I love travels with me or sits a long while holding me by the hand, when the subtle air, the impalpable, the sense that words and reason hold not surround us and pervade us, then I am charged with untold and untellable wisdom. I am silent. I require nothing further. I cannot answer the question of appearances or that of identity beyond the grave, but I walk or sit indifferent. I am satisfied. He, a hold of my hand, has completely satisfied me. A poem by Walt Whitman, of the terrible doubt of appearances. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing. gather.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Ciccola. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.